Welcome to How to Build a Tent. This show is not about tent building, but how to make you successful. Technology disrupts more than technology companies, and it's coming after you. Before we get into discussing the topic for the day, you need to know we're part of the CrossPolitik Network. Go over to crosspolitik.com, become a member, get great benefits, discounts, see exclusive content, see all the great shows that we have for you, and you will be blessed. Thank you so much for sharing the show, tagging friends. It really helps us grow the show. I'm so thankful that you guys love it and are listening. It's such a blessing. If you want to reach out to me, you can find me on Twitter, Instagram, How to Build a Tent. You can email me at matthowtobuildatent.com. Love hearing from you guys. I get back to you pretty quickly. So please, don't be a stranger. Come reach out. There's thousands of you listening. Love to hear from you. All right. Technology disrupts. And it disrupts more than just technology companies, but it's disrupting everything. And we need to be prepared as business leaders, as people that are shaping business, that are planning out strategies years in advance. We need to understand that technology is changing everything, every industry. And the reason that I thought about this is Amazon, of course, is a great example of a technology company that is consuming everything. Amazon just bought 20,000 new vans to aid in their distribution. And who does that impact? Shipping companies, UPS, FedEx. It's a step towards them replacing those companies with their own delivery service. And that's gonna hit them at a bottom line. There's announcements the CEOs talk about in their potential threats, the risks to their company, because they're a publicly traded company, they have to do that. And one of the things they talk about is their major customers diversifying and no longer needing their services, which is amazing to think about. I mean, UPS has 120,000 trucks, FedEx has 160,000 trucks, and Amazon, it just ordered 20,000 vans. So that's almost a little under a quarter of what UPS has, a lot less than FedEx. But FedEx is being disrupted by a technology company that I bet they never thought of. They never thought of it as being a threat. They thought it was probably a good thing that Amazon was growing into the marketplace, becoming a e-commerce site. Shipping would be up, people would be needing more boxes shipped to them. And FedEx, UPS, it was looking like a golden opportunity. It looks like a whole new golden era for them. And before they even knew it, Amazon had some other plans and wanted to buy some trucks. Also, Amazon reportedly is going to open 3,000 cashierless stores by 2021. It'll be interesting to see if they open those as Whole Foods or as the Amazon Goes, which is like the supermarket, the quick convenience store supermarket model. Who would have thought at grocery stores that Amazon would impact them? A store that started out selling books online would end up displacing grocery stores. Technology is evolving so fast, and it's gonna disrupt everyone, not just companies that are in technology. It was interesting when the Amazon announced their 3,000 cashierless stores. It is interesting when Amazon announced their 3,000 cashierless stores, look at the companies that got hit in their stock price. CVS, Walgreens, Walmart, Target, and Kroger, which if you're on the West Coast is Ralph's. All those stores are getting impacted because of technology and what Amazon is able to leverage to go into these different industries using technology, using competitive advantages they've learned from their e-commerce site into physical brick and mortar stores. And this really brings up a really good point. How many of these business leaders in these stores and the FedExes, the UPSs, the Walmarts, how many of them saw Amazon when they were a bookstore, when they were an online bookstore? How many of them thought of them as a threat? How many thought that they would be disrupting how they did business, that they would have to change? Walmart has made huge pivots because of Amazon to compete, to keep up with the growth that Amazon is seeing. They've had to shift their logistics and how they have their operations strictly based in brick and mortar to being a delivery service as well. They're forced to compete with Amazon on their ground. But how many of them would have thought back in 1994 that they would one day be competing with them? Before, a few episodes ago, we talked about the importance of imagination and how imagination is one of the keys to be successful. And it's not just imagination where you're coming up with your own ideas. But if in this case, it's, do you have the imagination to think about how potential threats can happen 5-10 years out? How technology could advance in a way where you're going to have new competitors that you never imagined in completely different industries coming into your space, and not just coming into your space, but effectively competing in your space and taking your market share. If someone was proposing a SWOT analysis, where it's your strengths, your weaknesses, opportunities, and threats, focuses on internal strengths and weaknesses and external opportunities and threats. If part of that presentation was about Amazon, the retail bookstore, eventually displacing Walmart as the number one retailer, they would have been laughed at back in 1994. But today, no one's laughing. And it's easy to go back. It's easy to go back and retrace those steps and see how it happened. But what we need to think about and how we are going to differentiate ourselves as wise, thoughtful business leaders that are creating effective strategies that are going to make us successful is, what is next? What in 10, 20 years is going to be the thing that no one's seeing? How is technology that is just in its infant stages today going to impact not just companies' performance, not just increase profitability, but shift complete industries, wipe out industries? What is that going to look like? We should be taking time as thoughtful business leaders in small businesses and in big businesses and use our imagination to think about how technology is going to change things and use those shifts in the industry from technology to our advantage and be prepared and use it to crush competitors instead of having new competitors crush us. So what are some strategies to not be consumed by technology that is coming for us, that is evolving? How do we prepare for companies like Amazon to come into our own industries? I just jotted down a few points that I want to hit. So the first one is streamline your adoption process. We can't just start putting in new technologies, implement new technologies, but we have to get better as companies, as established companies, and maybe even newer companies or smaller companies at implementing processes. So companies that were 25, 30 years back that existed didn't have to adopt technology at the same rate they do today. Why? Because technology is not just coming out with new stuff, it's coming out with new stuff at a faster rate. And just as technology is coming out in a faster rate, as innovations are coming out faster and faster, our implementation process has to keep up with that cycle as well. So we need to work on not just adopting technology, but the process and procedures on how to adopt technology in a fast way. There's going to be a balance that is going to be really hard to walk, especially for big companies with a lot of different divisions and groups, on how to adopt technology in a way that we could still be competitive, but still not expose us to risk with identity theft and hacking and all those things. There's going to be a fine line that needs to be walked there. But the important thing is that everyone understands that that line needs to be walked and that things just can't go on as business as usual. Or before you know it, an Amazon is going to come into the industry and eat you alive and eat that market share up. The second point is acquire smaller companies with a startup culture. This is an option for bigger companies, obviously, with cash on hand. A lot of publicly traded companies that I've worked for, consulted for, they do this. They will buy companies. And now the key thing to do here is to make sure it matches with your overall vision for your company, but also at the same time, not let them come into your company and absorb them, but leave them on their own so that they can keep their own culture. And you're looking for a culture that has that startup mentality that your bigger established company doesn't have. And so they can innovate, they could try new things, they can experiment, and they cannot go to the safety first, the mitigating risk culture of bigger companies that kind of get into just a groove with their cash cows and look for just to improving the efficiencies instead of coming up with new products. If you can keep your smaller acquired companies in that small small business mindset where they're trying new things, experimenting, not worried about failing, but just failing fast and then moving on to the next thing. That is a good way to leverage that small business mindset and use it to benefit the big business, because then you can use those products and it's benefiting the whole company as a whole, not just the individual small business, because they're still owned by the bigger business. Another strategy that you can think of, if you have a bigger IT team and you're looking for ways to be more innovative in your company, maybe you're the director of IT or the VP, depending on your role and how big your company is to split up the IT into two divisions. Have one group of the IT be focused on maintaining the systems that are critical to your business, the systems that if they failed, the whole business would go under. Have just one group be dedicated to maintaining and making sure everything stays in working order, everything's efficient, problems get resolved really quickly, and the boat just stays on course. And then have the other part of the IT be the ones that are experimenting with new technology, new companies, new processes, new innovations, trying new things with small business groups, working with small teams to try new ways to do things, to improve things. And then once it's proven, roll it over to that other group that can implement it into the established processes and the established business systems. I think that's a great solution for bigger companies. Another option is to create partnerships with these companies that are moving into new industries. I know people do it with Amazon for real estate, for health insurance, and for other areas. Look for the companies that have a strategy of going into other industries and reach out to them and try to build a partnership where you can be the expert in the industry. For example, in the real estate industry, there's a lot of intricacies that people not in the real estate industry aren't going to be aware of. There's going to be a lot of challenges, a lot of legal issues that can blindside people that are thinking they can just come into the industry and have a solution and not consider those legal things, those best practices, just how things are done by county throughout the country. So if you can get out before they come into your industry and establish a good working partnership with them and be their experts, then you can work as a joint partnership instead of them being a threat and coming after you directly. But be careful, because the UPS FedEx thing could still happen to you, where they eventually come after you. So the last point I think that every company should do, rather small or large, is assign for yourself someone in the company who's going to be in charge of market research, who's going to be looking and constantly scanning the news, the industry, going to conferences, talking with different tech companies, to seeing just the mood, gauging the mood, seeing where people are going in your industry and outside of your industry, so that they can be aware and kind of be the scout, the one that goes out before and says, hey, this could be a threat, hey, this could not be a threat, and does actual market research and does research and market intel on the industry and on companies that could be potential threats, so you don't have to be blindsided. And if you start getting a hint that people want to come into your space and take your market share, they can alert you and you guys can develop a strategy to partner with them, to counter them, or somehow to acquire a company to compete with them, or to acquire a new technology that's come out in a faster rate than what would be normal with just doing things the status quo. So I hope those tips are helpful. We need to remember that technology is changing. It's changing at a faster rate, and it's going to change everything. It's coming for you. It's coming for your business. It's not to be fearful of, but to be preparing for. Be prepared, and everything's going to work out. If you have any questions, comments on this subject or anything else, reach out to me on Twitter, Instagram, How to Build a Tent. You can email me at matthowtobuildatent.com, and we'll talk to you next time. God bless.